KNZR. God bless America, and welcome back to the Jazz McKay Radio Extravaganza. And this is 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, KNZR. And one of the little dealios that I deal with on a regular basis is keeping myself focused. I don't know what it is mentally. This isn't getting old, so don't give me any Alzheimer's crap, because I've been this way all of my life. My mom used to tell me that my brain just works too fast. But sometimes I have difficulty. I'll be right here on the radio talking to you folks, and something will jump into my head. You'll hear it. I'll be about to go to a break. We'll be right back after this. Oh, by the way. And then I go into something else, and I forget where the hell I was. So the brain is moving at a high rate of speed. Unfortunately, I am not. So that's the problem. And Dr. Mensing is here with me. What's the dealio? Why is it seemingly difficult for me to concentrate at times?
Interesting. There are a number of things. All right, a number. It's not usually one cause. It can be multiple things, and there's a. It can be everything from, you know, that's the way you are. I mean, just some people are born, you know, they're running at 90 miles an hour versus 50.
Kind of right, thing, right.
Number two, it could be that you have an illness. All right, that does that. And the most common is in children, ADHD, all right? And adults can have ADHD too. It's often in adults not diagnosed, especially our age. When we were kids, nobody knew
nobody knew what there was,
all right? So in adults, it's often not diagnosed, all right? But it's not that common, by the way, all right, in adults. In kids, it's quite common. The other thing that's important is there's a whole bunch of things that you can do, Jazz, that will make you increase your ability to focus and concentrate. Mm-hmm. And maybe we should talk about that. That might be worthwhile.
Let's do that.
But there's a whole bunch of things that will help. The most common thing that everybody knows is caffeine, all right? Everybody knows you drink a cup of coffee, it makes you focus and concentrate on things. Now, the converse is a little is good, too much is bad, and it'll make it worse.
I was going to say, because too much coffee, too much stimulation
will make it so you can't
do anything. Exactly. You'll start a project here, and then I got to do that over there, and you go over there, and you'll start working on that.
Exactly. Several things with caffeine. Caffeine works, all right? Mm. There's no question. I mean, the classic example, take a cup of coffee to get you going in the morning, all right? Everybody knows it works, and it works. Now, where the issues are with caffeine is, number one, is too much. Number two, we often see, and in the typical story that you'll see with somebody with caffeine, the person that has a cup of coffee or two to get going in the morning, no problem. In fact, there's good benefits from that, health benefits from doing that, all right? But where the problem is with caffeine, Jazz, is that if you're the kind of guy that needs, or person that needs, 6 or 7, 8 cups of coffee to keep going, all right, in the morning, and as soon as you stop, you're dragged out. These people usually wake up tired, okay? Right. They wake up tired, and they're tired through the whole day, and then they get a little bit of a bump of energy in about 3 in the afternoon,
right?
These people classically are under tremendous stress, and they have adrenal suppression. And if you look at their cortisol levels, their salivary urinary cortisol level tracings, they have flat cortisol levels. And the real issue there is not a lack of focus. They can't focus because of not enough caffeine, but because their adrenals are shot because they've been under too much stress and they didn't need adaptogens and things like that to correct it. So that's one thing that's common, all right? The other thing is that a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of hidden caffeine, right? Number one is chocolates. Chocolate is full of caffeine. All right, not all, but most chocolates are. Number two, many of your energy drinks, all right, are full of caffeine. And a lot of medicines, Jess, especially the pain medicines, are full of caffeine. And many of the over-the-counter pain medicines, like headache medicines, things like that, are full of caffeine.
Yeah, I know Excedrin is one of those.
Sure, because caffeine can work as an analgesic effect in combination with other things. So when we take a history and find out is a person drinking a lot of caffeine to keep alert, We look also for hidden caffeines, all right? Because they may not even realize they're taking all this caffeine, all right? Let's say they have to take two or three Excedrins every morning to get going, and they need four or five cups of coffee, and then they have to have their chocolate bar and this and that to keep going. Those are people that are taking a lot of caffeine in, and most of the time these are people who are, their adrenals have been very stressed, and they have flat cortisol levels, and they don't respond properly. And a couple little tip-offs to these people, Jazz, is that their cortisol levels will often, they wake up with no cortisol or very little low levels, and then they'll have a little bump at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when they get the sort of second wind.
Right.
And these people often will get another bump at 2 a.m. In fact, their classic person will say, my gosh, I get to do all my work and I'm most alert at 2 a.m. kind of thing, 2 to 4. Those people have cortisol metabolism issues. All right. The other thing that can happen, all right, just to make people so that they feel tired all the time, need this bump. And it's related to coffee, all right, or caffeine, is that sugar, sugar is a two-edged sword. Your brain, you can't live without sugar, all right? The rest of your bodies can live on, cells can live on ketones and not sugar. But if you have no glucose, your brain dies, all right? So you have to have sugar for the brain to live. But two things happen with sugar and energy drinks. It's classic, all right? Everybody knows, you take a soda, and let's say you take a Coke with, 100 milligrams of caffeine, about 90 milligrams for a regular Coke, and it has a whole bunch of sugar. I think it's about 8 or 9 cubes of teaspoons of sugar in a bottle of Coke. Everybody knows you get this lift and it feels good, all right? But two things happen with that. Number one is that those are very fast absorbable sugars. All right, so you push this massive amount of sugar in. Your body has to put all this insulin, but the insulin, it puts out too much insulin for the amount of sugar you've got, and essentially the sugar doesn't last around; it gets absorbed real quickly, and then you overdose on insulin, and you get hypoglycemic an hour or two down the road, and you have this letdown. All right, and somebody who has that kind of problems, they really are essentially when they have these hypoglycemic episodes, they're really, the classic way is they're eating too fast absorbed carbs, and they're trying to do it to keep alert and keep awake, mm-hmm. all right, because their sugar levels are low in their brain. They have sugar cravings also, and many of these people, Jazz, also have gut biome issues and can have too many yeast and candida in their gut too, and can cause those sugar cravings. Also, if you're a diabetic, especially overweight diabetics, all right, they have part of their hormone problem. In fact, that's what the GLP-1 inhibitors are, a class of drugs that they use. We use one, it's called Bydureon. But essentially, those drugs help that hormone that is deficient, that makes you have, these diabetics have just food cravings, all right? And unless you correct that, you won't treat their diabetes correctly. All right? Mm-hmm. But it works. It's interesting. There's a whole bunch of things that can help with people concentrate that people don't think.
See,
of.
I don't drink coffee. And I don't, I mean, I drink maybe a small soda every day. Just one, that's it. I mean, just one little, probably 10-ounce soda. So what's my explanation?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things, Jazz, with trouble with concentrating. Probably the most common that people make a mistake with is you don't eat breakfast.
Okay.
Seriously.
True. It's true. Yeah,
they've done studies. This is interesting, but they have done studies on college kids and high school kids. All right, and there is a direct correlation with academic performance and skipping breakfast, right? Seriously,
really?
All right? Yeah, I mean, it's some of these studies are actually very very enlightening kind of thing, in fact, that's part of the idea behind people want to give school lunch programs so that these kids have a good breakfast so they learn better, and it is true. I mean, that if they don't have breakfast, they don't learn as well. That's not disputable. I mean, the issue is who pays for it and whether you should do it and whose responsibility that is. But that's used. Those research papers are used by many of the people who advocate school lunch programs.
I'll be darned.
All right. So just eating that. It also, Jazz, a lot of people don't realize, but your concentration have to do with what you eat. You know what I mean? It could be what you eat.
All right. Well, let's say breakfast. Two scrambled eggs, piece of toast, and two strips of bacon. Is that?
The fact that you ate breakfast is good. Okay. All right. Let's talk about what would make a difference. There's certain foods that make a difference, with focusing and concentration. Number one is omega-3s, fish. All right? Fish.
Fish for breakfast?
No, but we're talking about just regular diet with a lot of fish, twice a week fish.
Oh, I got you.
It has more omega-3s in it, will help people to focus better.
Now, what about taking the omega-3s as a supplement?
Good. No problem. Okay. No problem.
So then I don't have to eat salmon.
No, yeah. No, omega-3s are cheap. All right. They're fairly well absorbed. And we sell on our website an omega-3 fish oil. All right. You have to have, if you don't have omega-3s, in fact, all people with vitamin D3 levels that are low are usually deficient in omega-3s.
Right. You've got me taking the...
And so we always give them omega-3s because you won't absorb it correctly if you don't have enough omega-3s.
Right, right.
All right. That's part of D3 replacement therapy. The other thing that you can do, simple. In fact, we've mentioned this on the show before. Omega-7s are much more powerful antioxidants and helpful clearing the mind and making your mind clearer. Omega-7s and omega-3s, same like four times as powerful. And the simplest thing to do is macadamia nuts are full of them, all right? I go to Costco Jazz, and I buy a bag of these macadamia nuts. In fact, and I put them in a little plastic container my wife has at home. And I eat four macadamia nuts every morning as a medicine,
huh.
All right? Want my level of omega-7s to be high. It does a whole bunch of other neat things for you, like keeping your vessels clean and a whole bunch of other things like that. But it's just good for keeping the mind sharp.
Because it's weird, because I've always heard to avoid macadamia nuts because of the calorie intake.
Sure. Well, remember I said how many?
Right, she said four.
Yeah, you know, I have people that go home and eat the whole bag. Oh, it's good for me. No, that's not what he said. All right. But this is fairly new, by the way. This is the last couple of months this came out about omega-7s and how powerful they are and the anti-inflammatory antioxidant effects and the fact that there's so much in macadamia nuts. I mean, I should be selling macadamia nuts, I think. Get a royalty or something for it. But
well, somebody's going to crush them up and put them in a pill. You know, eventually it's going to happen. Nature Made is going to crush them up and put them into a supplement.
The other thing that's interesting, there's studies out, Jazz, that all nuts, all right, and seeds, by the way, nuts and seeds have been shown to decrease cognitive decline, all right, with age. You know, there's a normal cognitive decline with age. It happens to everyone, all right? And nuts and a diet high in nuts and seeds has been shown to decrease that and slow that down. All right. And some people think it's because of the vitamin E and the tocophenerols. Other people think it's because of some of the omega-3s and stuff in it. But no, we don't really know why. But a diet with lots of nuts and seeds, helps.
Well, that's the thing. I sit and watch. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I'm watching. The pre-race show on Fox Sports, and they have Richard Petty being interviewed by Jeff Gordon. And I had no idea. Richard Petty is 80 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember? You think about Richard Petty being that old. But the most, I mean, articulate and telling stories, just fantastic. Just fantastic. I remember meeting the guy back in the 80s. He doesn't seem any different from what I saw yesterday on this interview than what I remember meeting him at that restaurant in Miami years ago.
You know, Jazz, one of the most interesting things in my life. We've talked about the Blue Zones. And by the way, if you're all those listening, go on the web and Google Blue Zones, all right? It's just phenomenal. The Blue Zones is essentially these five areas around the world where the highest percentage of people who live over 100, all right? One of them is Loma Linda. And my wife had an aunt that lived in Loma Linda. And she was, in fact, she was one of these Blue Zone centenarians. She died at 102.
Wow.
All right? No, 101. But at her 100th birthday party, all right, I went, my wife's aunt is 100, this is a big deal, so we went down there.
Sure.
And they had they went to her, at her church, they had this big party, and there's a couple hundred people there, and so the pastor gets her up, this 100-year-old granny kind of thing, and sets her up on the platform and starts asking her questions. Jess, this lady is up there, 100 years old, I mean, she's cracking jokes, telling them about this and that, and giving them advice. 100. I mean, it's amazing. Give me a break.
And I know people in their 70s who couldn't do that if their lives depended on it. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's part of the Blue Zones. But we know that those kind of things, good lifestyle, makes a lot of difference. And if you look at the Blue Zone stuff, I mean, these people, these centenarians, they keep their minds sharp. I mean, she sold her car when she turned 100. Wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They keep their mind sharp. And, you know, our idea of, you know, of aging is that we, you know, you get this illness, you get this illness, you get slow, your body wears out, and you finally, you know, have this terrible death and you die, okay? And systems go down the tubes. And for most people, that's true. But Blue Zone people, they die in their sleep. And they're sharp up until, in fact, she was sharp until 2 weeks until before she died.
Just before they die.
All right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of difference there. Avocados. A lot of people don't realize, but avocados have been shown to decrease cognitive decline. All right? Now, we don't know why. Some people think it maybe have to do with the plaque decreasing effect on the carotids, but we really don't know why. But avocados have been shown to do that.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. More with the doc, Dr. Mensing. 399-1560 is the number. If you've got a question or comment for the doc, 399-1560. This is KNZR.
WPI Water Resources is your one-stop shop for most water well systems. Whether you need a well drilled or repaired, or a pump installed, or just routine inspection and maintenance, WPI is just a phone call away. WPI now offers SonarJet, the industry's newest tool to maximize the water output of your well. Sonar jetting cleans lines and removes hard clogs, resulting in more water through your well. When you choose WPI, they'll work diligently to ensure that your water system is running efficiently and pumping at its maximum potential. WPI service crews also offer quick and efficient pool and installations of most water well systems. They understand the importance of your irrigation needs. You can count on them to work hard to develop your well while minimizing your downtime. Call WPI Water Resources today for your free estimate, 559-535-5324. That's 559-535-5324.
I've personally worked with Brian Kohlberg, who helped me refinance my mortgage. Brian works with a team of professionals with over 75 years' experience. Choosing the right lender makes all the difference. And Team Kohlberg at Home Street offers many different mortgage products, including down payment assistance, renovation loans, and mortgage tax credits. Honest, straightforward, and trustworthy. For all your mortgage needs, call 524-LEND. The consultation is free. Brian Kohlberg with Team Kohlberg at Home Street Bank, NMLS number 260438. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, 524-LEND.
Want to be a millionaire? We can't quite get you there, but KNZR has your Trump change and giving you a chance to win $1,000 five times a day. Your first chance to win is at 7 in the morning. Then listen all day, 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. It's Trump change on 1560 a.m. and 97.7 FM. KNZR. Trump change is brought to you by Kasasa Checking at Kern Federal Credit Union. Must be 18 years or older to play. It is a texting contest. It is an Alpha Media company-wide contest, and one winner will be chosen each time. Message and data rates apply.
Looking for a Taco Tuesday spot to relax and enjoy a great meal? Head on over to Casa Munoz on Union and 18th Street and order their delicious taco special. It's three tacos and a mouth-watering margarita for just $7.50. Yeah, that's right. That's three tacos and a margarita for only $7.50. The Munoz family has perfected the atmosphere for you, Kern County. Casa Munoz is family-owned and operated for three generations now. Great prices, great lunch specials, and you'll leave Taco Tuesday feeling like you're part of the Munoz family.
Got questions about solar, buy, lease, even loan options that are available? Go to knzr.com and click on the Divine Power banner to help answer all of your questions regarding solar.
KNZR. Jazz McKay.
Guys, take your vitamins, and your biggest vitamin is jazz every day.
KNZR.
Welcome back. Jazz McKay program, 1560 AM, 97.7 FM, KNZR. We're with Dr. Mensing this afternoon. And I'm going to change subject here because I want to talk about this. You had told me about a week ago, after getting blood results back, that I don't have gout, which is good news.
Yes, very good
news. It's very good news. There's other things that it could be that may not be as pleasant, but at least I won't have to alter too much of my diet in order to fulfill, to get myself to a point where I can actually walk. Actually, you know, I'm doing a lot better now. But one of the things you noticed in my blood work was that I'm anemic. What exactly is anemia?
Well, several things, Jez. Number one is anemia means just you have lower red blood cells, hemoglobin. You have less oxygen-carrying capacity, all right?
Okay.
I don't care whether you're anemic. That's not quite the right way to say it. It has to depend how badly you're anemic. But for most people, it's not whether you're anemic, because most of the anemias are mild. The real issue is why.
Right.
To me, it's the big issue. And for people over 40, even 35, depending on the family history, the big issue is why, all right? And what scares us more as a physician more than anything is I need to make sure that you're not losing it through your gut, all right? And what do we do? From my point of view, the doctor has to prove that this is not a gut loss problem. Why? Number one, if it's a gut loss problem, you can have, the most common is a little polyp that turns into cancer in the colon. All right, that's why we schedule these colonoscopies. They may have a ulcer in their stomach or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or they can have a cancer in their esophagus or in their stomach. But the real big issue with anemia is why, and is this a blood loss issue? And I have to prove that this is not a blood loss issue and there's no malignancy there. Right? That's the simple way to put it.
How often is there a blood loss issue without a malignancy?
The vast majority are not malignancy.
Okay.
All right. In fact,
you scared the crap out of me there.
Let's be fair. The most common cause is you got a hemorrhoid. Tough luck, big deal. All right. Now, if you were 21, I had a kid come in last Wednesday. He's 23. And in fact, he got in the web. He had a bloody stool. All right, he had the stool with blood on the outside. And when he wiped, the cell was full of blood, and he just went berserk. He gets on the web and looks at it, and he finds out he came in thinking he's got colon cancer. All right, he doesn't. He had a great big hemorrhoid. Tough luck, big deal. We'll solve it, kind of thing. But as you get older, the incidence of polyps turning into cancer goes up, and you have to prove, even though you have a, if you're 55 and you've got a hemorrhoid and you've got anemia, it is not good enough to say, well, it's due to the hemorrhoid. You still need to have a colonoscopy and look. All right? That's probably the message that has to go through. Because or else you're going to get caught. Now, the vast majority of even at in the 50s and 60s, the vast majority of these people do not have cancer, Jazz. They don't. All right? There's other causes. It could be anything from alcohol. It could be just a chronic illness. It could be due to kidney failure. It could be due to diet or not eating a proper diet. It could be a dozen.
Well, you slid right past kidney failure as if that was the same as having not having the right diet. But that because that's no good. But doesn't kidney failure show up in other blood work as well?
Yes. Oh yes. Kidney failure. Everybody.
Yeah.
Knows
so that's probably not my situation because that would have shown up in some other test. I know that.
Kidney failure. Anemia is most people with renal failure have an anemia. All
okay,
right.
Okay. Gotcha.
But most people who have an anemia do not have kidney failure.
Right. Okay, that makes perfect
That's a
sense.
Way to
that
say
make,
it.
No, that no, no, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. So, what is it now? I had one of these. Okay.
Yeah.
And I had one of these.
The big pipe that goes up.
The big pipe up the chute.
Yeah.
And the prep was far more
trouble than that.
far worse. Then the procedure was a walk in MacArthur Park with the music in the background and the cake left and the rain and all of that. But the prep was like, oh, my God.
Several things. That is true.
Is it that bad? Is it still that bad?
Yeah, it can be. here's what's going to happen. They're going to clean you out like a white tornado kind of thing. There can be no residual stool. Because if there's any residual stool, you can't really do a good colonoscopy kind of thing. So that prep has to be very good. Now, where you get in trouble with preps, all right,
mm-hmm.
is number one, people with chronic constipation, all right? They may be just so bunged up. It takes forever to get that stuff out.
That's a scary thought.
And those people, the risk factor itself for polyps that turn into cancer is constipation, all right? Just think of it this way. The more constipated you are, the slower your bowel transit time is. That means the slower it takes for the stool to, for food to go through and get out.
Right.
Kind of thing as a stool. The longer and the larger the chance to produce a cancer. And this was started out by Larry, Dr. Burkett, I think. I think that's right. I hope I'm not sure it was Larry Burkett, but I think it was a Dr. Burkett in the 70s, 80s in Africa. He did some studies on this. But think of it this way. If you have chronic constipation, in fact, at the practice, we look at that very carefully. Most of these people, there's either a stress use issue, a depressant issue, a diet issue, they have masses in their colon, or there's some other deficiencies like magnesium, one of the more common things, is that people don't have enough magnesium and they get constipation. And think of it, you get magnesium from fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that.
I get it from a little pill about that.
Well, sure, we give we use magnesium commonly, all right, for people, and I like it. Tomorrow evening, I'm leaving for Florida, Hollywood, Florida, for the World Congress of Anti-Aging Medicine. I go every year, and there'll be about 3,000 docs there at this conference, and I look for things that are cheap, safe, very little downside with tremendous upside. One of those things is magnesium, all right? There's very little downside to it, and it does a whole bunch of neat things and good things. We use a lot of it in our practice, and it's amazing. In people who are really deficient, it is like magic. All right, these patients will love you forever. It's not the only thing. It's just one of the armamentarians we use, but it can be amazing, amazing.
It is a horrible, horrible prep. The procedure, not so bad. It's supposed to be knocked out. One time I've had it, I still remember the jokes that the doctor was telling the nurse.
Most of the people, Jazz, we do what's called, they're set up for what's called, there's certain levels of anesthesia, all right, that we do. We keep you just in the twilight area. So you're not supposed to remember it, really.
I remember it like it was just yesterday.
If you remember it, that anesthesia wasn't as good as it should have been.
Same thing though when I had the cataract surgery. Same exact thing. The doctor, I believe it's Dr. Hare, was telling me you were out. You were out. And I was like, no, he wasn't. You and I were talking.
Yeah. Probably the big thing.
I'm not complaining.
People like you that have these situations, it's wise to talk to the doctor who's doing your anesthesia, all right, to let him know that. Because the bottom line, there are people, especially people who think of it this way. Your body, your liver detoxifies all these, these anesthesia medicines. And the rate of detoxification has to do with how much of these enzymes in your liver are induced. And the classic example is somebody who's drinking too much. That'd be the most common. They drink too much. Their body is used to detoxifying all
like crazy.
Yeah, they're detoxifying. So they need double the anesthesia that everybody else does. Do you follow?
Well, that could be my excuse then.
it can be other things besides alcohol, but their liver enzymes are, we call them induced. I mean, they're working at, instead of 50%, they're 110% or 150% kind of thing. And so they're chewing up all this anesthesia just as fast as it goes in, and they need more of it, all right? And it's wise to let the doctor, if you've had that experience before, to let him know. And the doctor will be aware, hold on, this is a guy that his liver enzymes are induced. He's going to take more. And it's not a big deal kind of thing. Whereas if your liver enzymes are not induced and you give them that much, a person may be in trouble.
How often, from the age 50, how often for a colonoscopy for us guys?
Here's how the recommends. After age 55, the recommendations are some type of screening procedure, all right? Mm-hmm. I personally think colonoscopy is the best and the standard of choice. We used to use stool hemocults, all right? And they're good as a screening. There are some issues with it. They're dirt cheap. There are some false negative and issues with it, but the second issue is coming very shortly in the next year or two. Down in UCLA, there is a protein that they're doing a blood test for that will be able to show colon cancer. Now, this is sort of in the investigational stage. All right, there's a few doctors that are using it. We have held off because it's very expensive. And the problem with it is there's not enough known about it to know if it's good or bad kind of thing over the long term. But every 10 years, you need a colonoscopy after age 55.
Okay.
Number two is if you've had an abnormal one, let's say you've got polyps or something, every 5 years.
Well, I've had one before. There were like two or three polyps.
So every 5 years.
And that was when I was 51. Yeah. I'm 58
some
now.
Some people, Jazz, have different illnesses where they have a lot of polyps, chronic familial polyposis, things like that. Some ulcerative colitis, things like that. These people may even need them every year.
nothing. That's right. All right. Listen, Dr. Mensing can answer all of your questions about whatever we talked about today or other items. Or other things could be something specifically that you're dealing with. Give him a call. Make an appointment at 871-3300. That's the practice. 871-3300. If you'd like more details about the practice, simply go to drmensink.com. That's drmensink.com. 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 Doc, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
By the way, Jazz, one other thing for all our patients who are listening.
Yes, sir.
But we now have on our website and our store where they're able to buy the iodide. Over the counter. That's now on our store, and that's just something that happened the last couple of weeks.
That's great.
So if you're our patient and you're on iodide,
you can buy it cheaper through the practice.
It's actually cheaper online, actually.
Oh, is it cheaper online? Don't buy it through the practice. Yeah. Forget everything I just said. Go online and buy it somewhere else.
Just go to our website, drmensink.com.
We'll talk to you next week, Doc. We'll be right back. More of the Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
Good afternoon. Sheriff's detectives are now investigating a deadly fire as a homicide. Kern County fire crews were sent to